This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Republican vacancy committee nominated Greg Lopez late last night for the special election to replace Congressman Ken Buck. Lopez will likely win the special election because the district leans Republican. The winner will serve the last months of Buck's term ending in December. Lopez ran and was selected as a so-called placeholder candidate since he will not run for another term in November's general election. Lopez is the former Colorado director for the Small Business Administration. He paid a $15,000 settlement for violating conflict of interest rules. Meanwhile, it's expected the Lopez nomination will help Representative Lauren Boebert in her bid for the seat this fall as she attempts to switch districts. Boebert wrote a letter to the committee requesting a placeholder nominee. The owners of the tattered cover bookstores asked bankruptcy courts to delay such proceedings today so the business can secure a buyer. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
Company leaders say they have interested buyers and want to delay a bankruptcy hearing until mid-June. The longtime Denver bookstore declared bankruptcy last fall, citing ongoing financial struggles. Since then, owners closed three locations and laid off a portion of its staff. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Demolition of the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose is now slated for mid-April. Crews with the Environmental Protection Agency will move in equipment and spray a disinfectant and odor suppressant on April 15th. They'll also begin rodent mitigation the week before. The co-owners face charges including abuse of a corpse, money laundering, and forgery. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.